A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Chanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Tomorrow marks 39 years of Zimbabwe's independence from colonial master Britain.
Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of the southern African subcontinent in the 1980s, but today more than half of the population lives in abject poverty, while millions have fled the country to seek greener pastures in neighboring countries and abroad.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will this weekend hold celebrations in their countries of residence. Here in the United States, a family gathering is planned at a park in the state of Maryland.
However, not many people in the diaspora and back home feel that independence brought anything better for their lives, despite the ultimate sacrifice made by thousands of freedom fighters and simple villagers.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo ngambe zuluka ndaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwelanga likazibuse lona elinanzwa kusasa. Kusasa ke ilizwe liyabe lisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithoba munwe munye lathola ke uzibuse ngo-1980. Siyazi ukubana uhambo lwakhona alukacaci kahle ukuthi singathi lube luluhambo olunjani, kodwa hayi okumqoka ukuthi bekunzima, kube umthwalo obunzima kakhulu. Uqalisa ke uzibuse kobo 1980, hayi into zazihamba kakuhle, kukhanya le mali, isindo semali sasingani sithe xaxa, njalo le ntengo yempahla yayiphansi lokunye okunjalo nxa siqathanisa lalamhlanje. Kodwa ke ukuthi kwenzakalani, hayi kunengi okwenzakalayo, sizaxoxa ngakho. Lisiphelathi lani imbono yenu lapho elingalikhona, Mr. Wande.
Nasi tsukuta kutsarisa nenyaya ye independence ye Zimbabwe mangwana china. Zimbabwe inosvitsa makore makumi matatu nemapfumbamwe, 39 years of independence. Asi vazhinji vari kuti havasi kuona mutsauko kana kuti chakauya neindependence iyi, nokuti vari kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma, zviri kuramba zvichinetsa, mabasa hakuna nezvimwe zvose zvinodiwa zvicho zviri kushayikwa. Saka nhasi tinoda kumboti titarise zuva reindependence kuti iyo independence inoreva chinyi, zvinhu zvakarwirwa chazvo chazvo, nyaya iri pakati pehondo yakaitika yorusununguko yakamira sei, vanhu vari kufungei kana vakatarisa sure kwatakabva nekumira kwakaita zvinhu iko zvino. Vamwe vanoti mabiko kana kuti kupemberera zuva iri hakuna nomusoro wese, nokuti zvinhu mamirura zvakaita haasi okupemberera. Saka tingeda kunzwawo pane pfungwa dzenyu, zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvichaungana kunzvimbo dzavanogara ikoko vamwe vanenge vachipemberera vamwe sevomunomu vati vanenge vachiungana zvavo asi kwete kupemberera asi iri nyaya yokuti vangosangana vachitaura havo vanotenda kuti zimbabwe yakasununguka asi hapana chokupemberera saka tinge tichida kunzwa zvamunofunga nezviri kuitika nemamiriro akaita zvino munyika makore ano ese. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, we have our first guest, Silomnumzana Difa Wajapi Bango. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba Gandhi.
Yeah, Mnumzana usebhilitane khona ngapho e-UK lapho okulomsobho wamahara. Ungasitshela ukuthi injani impilo khona ngapho sikhangela ukubana ye singabantu abaselizweni elizibusayo eZimbabwe kodwa nxa usukhona ngapho ungathi impilo injani uyiqathanisa lekhaya.
Umsobho wamahala babugande watsho umfoka majayivana wathi hayi kulo msobho wamahala kodwa ke umsobho wamahala awukhwabitheki kuhle babugande nxa usazi ukuthi uhlezi unyawo ngesikhalanga sithi mhlana nogala kumbo kusho ukuthi nxa ungumfana wenkomo ulusa inkomo fauthi uhlale unyawo ngokuthi ukuthi lapha kungavela nanoma yini wena lapho uvela khona kusekhaya so ukuthi unambide kahle fauthi unambide kahle usazi ukuthi ekhaya yonke into imi kahle lapho kuzathi umsobho unambitheke kuhle kodwa-ke hhayi isimo sona sisikhangele sikhangele konke okwenzakalayo ekhaya inhliziyo zethu zisentloko lapho layo yonke imimoya yethu ikhangele okwenzakalayo khonaphana ekhaya.
Ye Mnumzana siyazi ukuthi into kazihambi kahle ekhaya kodwa-ke ilanga likazibuse lona elabuya ngemva kokufa kwabantu abaningi kakhulu ungathini ngalo ilanga lona le?
Ilanga likazibuse babugande lilanga elibuya lihlangene ezintweni ezimbili nxa uthi uyalicabanga kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungacabangisisa kahle kahle kakhulu uyaphinda uthonthe isinyembezi ngoba ucabanga ukuthi umonakalo owaba khona uzibuze ukuthi yiwo na umonakalo owaba khona lo kutshonelwa kwabantu esakubonayo kulahlekelwa izihlobo zethu ezalahlekela empini obaba bethu labanewethu kulokho esakubonayo kusuka ngomnyaka ka-1980 kuze kwefika esikhathini esikiso nakathesi kuyadumaza kakhulu ukuthi indlela ilize lakithi elaya latshona khona emlindini kwangasaba esifiseni sabantu esasisikhangele ukuthi ngabe kwacazumula kusiya phezulu kodwa thina satshona emlindini kwaya phansi kwakanye ukuthi ilizwe kwangathi impi kahle kahle le eyaba khona noma ukukhululeka kwelizwe lezimbabwe kwakukuyakhululekela umuntu oyedwa ongumgabe kuphela ngaleso sikhathi abanye abantu akula munye umuntu esingathi wathest idemokrasi noma wakhwabita inkululeko ngokujabula kwenhliziyo kukhona ukujabula kwenhliziyo ukuthi abantu sesingahamba sesigcwala emastadium sisenzela nje ukuthi siyebona mhlawumbe labo abasikhokhelayo kodwa-ke kuphinde njalo bekuukuthi kukhona ukuyajabula estadium uphakamisa iflag with pride ukuzitshela ukuthi this is where I belong and lokhu yikho kwalelwa ngabafowethu noma lokhu yikho lathi esakulwelayo ngoba sawuthi lokukutsho phambilini ukuthi impilo eyabe khona kwalimala akulimalanga abasempini kuphela ngitsho nalabo ababesekhaya babebancane okuyigeng yethu lathi thina sinje salimala ngenxa yokuthi lathi sasibuza ukuthi obhuti beni banga abanye bethu bathaba baze bafa besela khona lokhu ukuze ukuthi obhuti beni banga so into nayoyala iyadumaza kakhulu kokugande ngoba indlela ilizwe lakithi izinge elityilo kathesi ayisiyo ndlela esikhwabitayo.
Hayi kulungile ungayala ubambe ucingo Mr. Wande understand wave caller.
Makadini parinare
ndiripoka na makadini ro mananda vari kutaura makadini mese mese kwamuri ikoko
aiwa tirinani chaizvo tirinani chaizvo munoda kutibatsira namashoko api nhasi munogara muri pano nguva
ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamandi paul chokutanga ndanga ndichida kuti nditini takawaniswa mukana pasvondo rakapera iro nesaturday tanga tine kuembassy tichivapa mbatya nezvekudya zvevanhu vakaurwa nedambudziko vari kumusha uko kuna nachimanimani are considering the situation and the violence that is taking place. So, in Jalon, the African to have a colonel in the South African war, also in the way they are. 3 weeks ago, this is what we are thinking.
Nyaya yechikafu nenyaya yetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakonzera kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo iko zvinezvi mutsauko wamunoona muchienzanisa nemazuva Zimbabwe isati yasunduka ndoupi
mutsauko uripo ndiwo kuti munguva yemuhondo vakaexperiensa nguva yehondo zvinhu zvanga zvakaoma tinozviziva kuti hanengatsanangudzi zvese but kana ndichitaura zvinhu zvakaitika muhondo pane vakaiona zveshuwa zvairwadza uyewo zvakanga zvichiitika mumataundi matakanga tichinda muvarungu wakanga usingabvumirwi kana kugara wasvika zvako padhize naedgar zinaseruba kuti ungurusika kana kuedza hembe chaizvai kwakanga usingabvumirwi however zvinhu zvakanga zvichiwanikwa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi iri mumaoko mevavo avo vanga vakatizvinyirira so nyangwe deno hedu takagara mukati menyika tichiti takasunungura nyika nhasi uno even kana South Africa iri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yeland and America is already tasked their Secretary of State to start the South African land reform kuti vachaifambisa zvakaita sei before they think of putting the sanctions. So the moment the sanctions angokandiwa chete hakuna masanctions anonzi sanctions emunhu nokuda kwokuti atonga nedemo kana dai akatonga ake nedemo but mari ichiwanikwa vachinokwanisa kukweretiswa mari makambani achitinhira achifamba vanhu vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa vanhu vagere mukati menyika yavo fine at the end of the day vanhu vanenge vachirarama Libya yakanzi yanga iri kutongwa nedemo nhasi uno is burning. It was because of our never interest mukati menyika dzedu dzinoupfumi but nokuda kwokuti magedi valves anobudisa mvura inoita kuti nyika dzedu dzinge dzichirarama right now World Bank nderavo IMF ndeza nyange vakafunga kuda kutipa mari vanongotsiridzira neamerica havakwanisi kutipa mari so ndinovimba kuti zvakatosiyana by far kana munhu akatiraza pazuva ranhasi akararama munguva yeapartheid nemunhu akararama panguva ino yatiri apartheid yacho vari nani nokuda kwokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti tairarama yedu tichiwana zvatairwana but the truth of the matter apartheid has never been a good thing during the time of the our colonial masters varungu vachakatibata zvakatonaka zvachose nokuti takawana rusununguko tikakwanisa kuzviitira zvatinoita but
Kwa makananga uyezve mchando wangu wachi pindura mashoko wa mataora. Tinotenda chayosu wa mananda, tinotenda skuru. Vadube muripo parunare?
Ndiripo mambo wangu.
Nemwi mchatonga wa magadi higo.
Na tiri nani zuwa tongi.
Edwe. Ko, zuwa roru sunungu kukara mangwana hili.
Risinungu kukwe Zimbabwe. Guneta ubaniwa nago. Iwa abo vashoma. Wakazisi gani rusimu nguko pati siwa zizi wacho awasati wakufuna rusimu nguko
usee mchidaro
rusimu nguko asuliko reviku itai been empowered to vote for people rusimu nguko means the access to a means of livelihood, he has access to good governance, he has the government in power that claims to be freedom movement is treating you with dignity. But as it is in Zimbabwe, one would be stupid to talk about independence and freedom when we as a government, which up to this date is actually deploying soldiers to kill people. And this is not what, and this is not actually rumor. This is actually the truth. And we as a government which has got a legitimate crisis. And this is not something which is at a rumor level. This is factual. And we have a government that is actually professionalized the art of corruption. And this is not something which is other debate. This is a fact. We have a government which has run down the country to the extent that we don't even know the current. Where is he? The far GPM, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. So, we don't have the current.
So, Mr. Dube, in your opinion, what is Zimbabwe's status? Should people not rejoice on Independence Day?
Look, you must be very careful on what you are rejoicing for. In actual fact, I think they should be a gag. They should be, the people should be mourning. People should actually be looking at their liberators, as you say.
Yes.
The level at which you have deceived us is actually very astronomical. There's nothing to celebrate. What do you mean? You can't celebrate when you can't afford a decent meal. You can't celebrate when you still don't have a cent in your account. You can't celebrate when you can't afford the basic things like salt, cooking oil, bread. So I know the people who treat differently, but honestly, I think the people who benefited from independence are the few connected people in Zanuck here. They are the few connected people who are benefiting from the hidden trophy, which is being dished out by Zanuck PF to their trusted lieutenants. But the majority, almost 98%, is nothing to celebrate. What did you celebrate? We have a country which has got 5 million people who are actually living outside the borders of the country. We have most of the economically active people who have been pushed out. So what do you celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. I don't mean to sound unpatriotic and say we are not independent. We are only independent from white, but the oppressors simply changed the skin color.
Mr. Dube, stay on the line. We will come back to you in a short while. I think we've got.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Mr. Dube.
Who is that person you were with just before you come to me?
Mananda.
Yeah, Mr. Mananda, his name is Mr. Mananda.
Okay, which organization does he come from?
He's just a listener who calls in to give opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But stay on the line, Mr. Dube. We are going to get back to you in a little while.
Yebo, Mr. Wandengi, lo mlaleli lapha. Siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Abona baba.
Yebo, sikhuluma lobani?
Umaloba uNdebele koBulawayo.
Ubaba uNdebele. Kunjani koBulawayo linanga lamhlanje?
Nokwanamhla kalinanga nkosi yami, kodwa ngengahlangana nalo ngivele ebhinga izolo ntambama somewhere usanda kudlulila ubani ungakafiki ensuza. Ya limile sibili yayi kabanzi. kodwa kuthi nje babe hamba ngemota ngisabona ukuthi linanjani lokuthi bekusebusuku njalo.
Aha. Hayi kuyizwakala ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yebo kambe ngingalinika umbono ngokuncane nje engicabangayo.
Mhm.
Ngombuzo wenu eliwubuza nje ngezikhathi zenu laphana.
Mhm.
Ye ilanga leli elikhuluma ngalo liqakathekile kwabanye kayiqakathekanga kwabanye. Ngesizathu sokuthi ukuwa kwendoda yikuvuka kweyinye. Nxa abantu bekhala besesililweni abamamotshari bayathaba ukuthi imali ifingeni leyo ngesidumbu siyabe sikubo. So impilo injalo vele. Ya, lapha ngizama ukuthi independence le ukhulunywa ngayo ifondile sile kodwa kayiqondanga njalo kwabanye ngoba abantu balezikhalo eziningi abakhala ngazo ezingananzwayo. Ngalokho-ke mbonani kuyahamba kukhathaza khonokuthana ngoba abantu bayahlala bekhala njalo nje. Kanti njalo kwezinye izikhathi kunzima ukujabulisa wonke umuntu mhlobo wami.
Hayi kakhulu.
Ye, kusempilweni khonokho kumele sikukhangele ngayo naleyo ndlela. Kungenani-ke ukusolwa vele kukhona zonke izikhathi. Ye, nanxa kulobuhle kodwa-ke ukusola vele kwande ukuba kunenge. Kodwa bese sikhangela ukuthi lokho okusolwa ngabantu kuyikho yini noma cha. Mina ngokubona kwami bona ngani abantu into abayisolayo isobala. Ngo-1980 kuthathwa ilizwe kwahle kwaba lohlupho siqalisa imibuzo nje ingaba yikuthi njengoba phela thina sasibuswa yi-Britain ngaleso sikhathi kusebenzisa i-pound i-currency eyayibamba i-Africa ngokungela elilingana leZimbabwe kathi yaphuma njani i-pound leliyana sokungena lokho kukhona. Abantu be-celebrate independence namhla ba angizwisisi ukuthi ba-celebrate ngoba abasebenzi abantu. Abantu bathwele nzima amafektali abo avalwa. Imali yabo kayikho emabhenki liyayithumela khona ngapho madoda imali ukuthi sizokudla ngapha. Kodwa nxa usithi uyayilanda lapho oyithumele khona ufika ube selayini nangathiwa uzoyicela yona imali yakho. Ubhenke imali yakho ebhenki kathesi esithi ingxenye ngo-9 ekuseni. Ngo-9 sithi uyalanda imali yakho oyibhenkile uzothiwa kayikho. Into ekade ingenzakali izolo naleyo. Khangela nje sinamhlanje impuphu mina ngithenge nge-$32 ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla ngifice i-$55. Uhulumende uthule uthe zwi ngani kaboni. Abantu njengesinkwa, isinkwa angizihluphi ngaso ngoba you can live without bread, akulahlupho lokuyana. Bangazi bakwekele kukhanya silandaba lakho siyazidlela imbambayila, akuhluphi. But into njengesithwala, izithwala siyakwazi zigcwele umumbu, kodwa ukuthi udulelana sikwazi. Abantu bafa ngendlala nje, ngeminyaka opheleleyo kuthwesile umumbu esingawudla iminyaka emithathu. Kodwa siyamangala abantu sokuthiwa khona kufela kuhle. Sizibuza ukuthi kathi umumbulani uye ngaphi. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke mna wami ngibona ngazathi mfowethu hhayi kule nkinga. Uhlupho yikuthi-ke sokungconywana kulezi nsuku ukuthi suvunyelwa la ukukhuluma okusolayo kathi izolo ukuthi ngakhuluma utshaye umlomo kuthi uba ngumsindo. Kodwa namhla kungcono ngokuthi hhayi sesikwanisa ukukhuluma lathi ungalandwa ebusuku uhlutshwe kanjalo nje. Kodwa-ke independence yona esikhuluma ngayo leyi yesiphezu kwayo ukuthi abantu bathi bayajabulela kuyini abakujabulelayo. Nxa bejabula nge-independence badingani kwamanye amazwe bengekho ekhaya. Ngizothi abazabuthana ngaphi ngaphi sikwe khona ngapho ngakini ngababe bazobuthana ngapho e-National Stadium e-Harare. Ukuthi bayajabula.
Lakho kukhona bayabuthana lakho futhi kusasa.
Yebo phela.
Yeah.
Ngibone ngamavikini asanda kudlula sesichaye ebholi ngale kuthiwa sibuyele ekhaya si kanjalo nje abantwana bezimbabwe sebethatha indawo yonke angikwazi ukuthi ngathi kuhamba njani ngiyazibuza ukuthi i-afrika yithi esidubeka kakhulu yini ukudlula amanye amazwe ngoba akula lizwe elingelamntu ezimbabwe khonapha angikhothiwe lizwe elingelamntu ezimbabwe emhlabeni echina uyasithola sikhona russia uyasithola sikhona ngapho sisibaningi yonke indawo kathi sithina swinja indawo ama-china wona emaningi angayelizwena kodwa kulezi indawo lapho abangekho khona ye manje njengoba sicelebrata sicelebratana singekho ekhaya kahle kahle kuyini esikufunayo lapho endilo mbuzo khona ngoba kangizwisisi mina ukuthi abantu badingana emazweni bona besithi ilizwe leli liqondile liright abanye besithi kalilunganga angizwisisi-ke khonapho ukuthi mina ngingumuntu ozimele yedwa angilandaba nje ngikhulume ngikubonayo njalo angitsho ukuthi emkhuluma kubi okumcaphulayo hhayi angakukuye lo kodwa-ke mina ngiqonde lokhu engikubonayo
hayi
so ngaleyo ndlela bengicabanga ukuthi mina abantu bonke ngababuye ekhala sizokhala sindawo ingxenye singakhala sibaningi uhulumente uzakuzwa abe sithatha amanyathelo
okay hayi sibongile kakhulu sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho okay let's go to Mr. Difa Bango he's been holding for some time Mr. Bango
yes sir
yeah Mr. Bango, when we talk of independence, we talk of nationalism, we talk of national pride, and one emblem that makes us proud of whatever country that we come from is the national anthem. I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes, I do agree with you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Bango, what can you say about Zimbabwe's national anthem and independence in one sentence?
Oh, that's a very difficult one. I know that it could be just one single sentence, but all I can say, that's a very difficult question. That's the only way that I can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very difficult one. Because, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you need to have that pride and be proud of what you are what represents you. But mm-hmm. once you lose that pride, once you lose, you know, you lose self-esteem. Now, you know, for instance, you find some of our brothers in South Africa. It's difficult for them to ask one of them, because they say, are you from Zimbabwe? You say, no, I'm not from Zimbabwe. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. Because, I'm from somewhere else. Mm. You know, because once you start saying you're a Zimbabwean, it's like they see a thief. They see someone who is so poor. They see someone who is so derogated. You know, someone who lives a naive person. That's the kind of that's what represents us as Zimbabweans currently.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, do you know the words to the national anthem?
I never look at probably the current national anthem. The only national anthem that I'm quite familiar with is because it's Tikelela. Because the current national anthem, was not there.
I get you. No, I understand.
So I don't even know the word.
I understand. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Let's go to our other guest, Mr. Wande.
Yes, Mr. Dube, are you there? Mr. Dube, are you still there?
I'm there.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm Muripo.
Muripo. Na ndonga kutula pamwe matisiya.
Kuti vanzwa nyaya anthem vakatiza.
Kitarise mamiriro akaita Zimbabwe. Imimi sokuona kwenyu chamunodada nacho pamusoro peZimbabwe chii?
KuZimbabwe kunonetsa pakuti mhirizhonga yose ruzhinji dzavanhu ava vari kuiva mwiri mvura sadza radliwa navamwe. Zimbabwe inyama yemuenzi oina varidzi. Vamwe vose ava hapana chavo. Chaunga ngoda dana asendike kutiko, you go to the place where you were born, where you come from, only apart from that apachina. Nukuti, everybody has been reduced into a beggar. Everybody has been reduced into a poor person. Everybody has been subjected to systematic starvation. I think that this is called the ethnic policy. In the world. Muslims are very smart and intelligent. I don't have food. I don't have fuel. Those are basic things which in this pre-modern period everybody should have access to. But as it is, you have to be in ZANU-PF to get basic things like food, fuel, decent accommodation, or to access your money in the bank. So that's how it's done. Baba, Maria Kotia, I'm going to bank. So I'm going to celebrate it.
Hi.
Saka tisanyeperana tichiti kwako we are proud nezvekuZimbabwe tichida kuva patriotism sipo. Nyaya iripo ndekuti Zimbabwe tomorrow should be actually mourning kudinda pama prayers okutokumbira Mwari kuti vayambuze nyika. Nokuti as it stands, things are terrible. People can't travel. People are not freely to vote. Who doesn't know about the violence which we experience? Even though our papa's in our violence, as Yaka waited immediately after the election, it was never vote. So there's basically nothing to celebrate. And you see, the guys who would actually be celebrating, you'd see them actually in the front table, actually making speeches, celebrating what they've got. But the majority of Zimbabweans, there's nothing to celebrate. You can't tell me that Munwese, Unengango, Koro, Chanango, Tengango, Kungarijo, Kumai, Ishi, Nijano, Zimbabwe, Benda, Kujobu, Kiri, Benda, Kumamizia, Benda, Kupochana, Benda, Kujobu, Nungo, Fungwanawana, Apana, Munu, Nungo, Dokara, Mwe, Nungo, Jumata, Ah, Sama, Ripana, Apaka, Apana, Chemu, Kano, Kutiwa, Vati, Vajoka, Vari, Kuraira, Nama, Bali.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, Rambaya Muripo, stay on the line, we are going to come back to you. Pani, Vami, Variparu, Nare, Wanda, Kutawara, Nesu. Magan... Makadi ni amai muri pa ya paru nari. Hello. Muri po ya paru nari. Aya, ndofunga tawara sab.
Yeah, you
hear all these different views, but this is what we have been getting all the time, that there is very little to celebrate. It's a pity that the situation is like this, because it should be a very happy occasion. It's a day of being proud when we look back at our history. But it seems like the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, it seems like that is a bit too much for the people. Anyway, alright.
Okay, yeah, let's go to our guest, Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango? Hello, Mr. Bango? I don't know if we still have Mr.
I can hear you. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Bango, as advice, what would you give to people in Zimbabwe, especially politicians? Noting that tomorrow there is a gathering at the National Sports Stadium where the president is going to give his speech, but we are not likely to see the opposition there. Do you think this is a time for, defining our political differences, or it's a time to unite, and how can people unite using this day of the Independence Day, especially tomorrow's gathering?
I think for now, the situation between the two political parties, mainly I'll say MDC and ZANU-PF, these political parties currently they've got so many. For me, they personalize, their political parties. They don't act as if these political parties they represent the nation.
Mr. Pango, ngicela ubambe nje kancane siyaphenduka kuwe sithole ucingo silomlaleli osifonele eseZambia siyaphenduka njalo kathesi.
Okay,
hold on.
Makadini kuZambia?
Ziko makadini.
Chiri nani? Tukutaura nani?
Tukutaura nani, Zekeri Mutandwa.
Exactly, Mutandwa. Tibatirevo ne pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kutaura nhasi.
Panyaya yamutaura nhasi yeindependence hatinongori nemashoko madiki diki andoda kuti ndingokwanisa kuti ndizivisisane nevamwe nekuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe reindependence harisi kureva kuti ratangira muZimbabwe chete. Tikatora isusu experience of our Africa. Matambudziko iwayaya ari muZimbabwe akatobva mukati medzimwe nyika. Tikatora Mozambique yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Malawi yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Tanzania yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Congo yaive neproblem yatinayo, tobva tatora Zambia yainge neproblem yatinayo. Yaka transfer that problem to us. It's not saying all of those people waka pusa maningi kana kuti ma president hava hazive kana kuti isusu tose munyika idzodzo hatizive, but pane pari kutambwa politics yekuti Africa isakwanise kupukunyuka iri yega.
Munofunga kuti chii? Ndati muno bati pano kutamba tsoro zvinoita kuti Africa isaita zvinhu yega kana kubudirira. Chii chamunofunga chamunoona chiri kuitika?
Chandinoona chiri kuitika ndechekuti iwaya nyika dzekunze kwenyika idzodzidzi dzakafanana na Britain nana America zvinohoda zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti nyika dzine idzi dzibudirire. Kutaurwa kwemasanction, kutaurwa kwekubudirirwa kwenyika nemaindustry, the very time yamunongotanga kuti mimi maakuda kuita independence yenyu muchitora nyika yenyu, unotaurwa kuti land is belong to the government. Commercial land haigoni kungoenda kumunhu wese wese, inogara nehurumende. Izvozvo vanobva vazvitora kuzviita tight, vobva vadzisa mari dzavo munyika imomo, voenda vonodzitsigira kunenge kwaenda vana vavo. Havachaendesa mari kuvanhu vatema vari kuda kuita program nemari idzodzo. Zvinoita kuti tirambe tiri pasi pekudawo kuti mari dzavanoti sanctiona havasi kusanctiona hurumende, vari kusanctiona isu tiri kuda kuita basa racho. Tobva tachisenga manjiita mazariya isabviswa mukati memaprogiramu anoita kuti vanhu vawane mari dzokushandisa. That is what sanction yainge iri kuafecta kwatiri varombo.
Saka kana aiwa vamutandwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mogara muchitifonera zvemuchitipa pfungwa dzenyu sezvamaita nhasi. Ndinotenda mukoma Ezekiel. Pana vari parunhare makadiniko?
Tiri kumakadiniko.
Tiri kutaura nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kuti? Muripo here apo?
Ndiripo.
Ehe. Hatina kunzwa zvamataura bati tiri kutaura nani?
Ona Jim kubinga.
Aiwa, ehe. Tinokutambirai. Titaurirewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinorwadza vakomana.
Hapana
chekupemberera ba.
Konyika zve kusununguka kwenyika.
Ani kwa sungu kai bati vanwari kutambura wa wande. Ije mari chai kisimo jimari ati. Kumashoto wanwano tenga ni tibako. Ureno mbura inakuna ya tibako hafuna kwa tenga ni.
Ndo gazi kutu ni atayere?
Andi zozeka, chimiro chenika jaye pasi, parisi, mamira kata zini, zino siririka. Kutu unu, zitu chukuti ndio Zimbabwe, liyati zivya. Paitonga warungu, apana chini cha shayi kwa zingese za zivya. Yes, yes. Kwa nwaru kunonga nogo zizio onda.
Saka, imi munofunga kuti zoetu wa sei, kana kuti chamunga la kutawarira urumende chinga wa chipi.
Inaona chino nesa urumende iliko ekai. Wanu wanu ngo taurane, ma asi choko aliki singa taurwi. Iye zine zidrugu ndizo, sinu sirugu kaziriskwa. But on the ground, apana chini sirugu kaziriskwa. Sinu sirugu tetawezi.
Yes. Saka, zetu wa sei, nai mkwa majimu.
Ndiyo kani kulae nyangu tikataura nyai maelection ndiyo zero tu wakuma na waka pinda ni kuwa awanga puma ili kuti nyangu waka ziyo wanga zari ndapao
taura ya inyuta tiliku zinzo tiliku zinzo taura ya zeyu
nyai ilipo ndiyo kuti yo dai wanawe Zimbabwe waiza mzuru pamoche iti woto boycota kushewa kana munhu wana anoenda ku ground kana ku national sport kana kupi kune kuma celebration nokuti hapana chekupemberera ba vanhu vochema veshe pane kuti vapemberere vanhu vochema veshe nokuti hapana chekupemberera
zvino zvino batsira papi.
Aiwa kunenge kuri kuratidzaka kuti chekupemberera hapana, tirikuratidza kuti tirikuchema nekuti tirikutambudzika. Kuratidzira kuti tirikutambudzika hapana chekupemberera.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma jimu nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda.
Taikumbirawo kuti mombopota muchitifonera kuno kubhinga uku. Bhinga iyi inzvimbo yakakanganiwa haizikanwi muZimbabwe. Kumbira wakuti wakumana we MTC wa MP wetu hatimu ziri kine zichemo zaka wanda zatina zuru asi hatimu ziri MP anungo uwe kana kwa kini wakumavoti
kutuwa mbanu MP wetu ba
ikwevuza
Joel
Pinga South
okay.
Ndiyo kumbirisa please kuti dai maiza kuti mwazizi wako mana wa MDC kuti MP ya ana zahari kubatera na ziwa nukumu.
Aywa tatenda mkwa majimu ndinofunga ndine hidi kuti MP wenyu waka terera baru kuzinzwa si mashu kwa matora ya mashu kwa matora ya wayo acha shika kwa wati ndinotenda chai
mtunga mili kaya yuyo. Ane ndigeja raiki ya shikunda kulevu. Muruko ziona
mati. Mazita mkoma Jim. Thank you very much. Mungo famba maka. Mungo famba maka tarisa kwa muruko ya nda kutilima indiketa o. Asa kurasai. Tilema.
Mr. Svaneng Dube and Mr. Bango, sorry for we have a number of callers, lots of callers, but we'll definitely get back to you.
No,
okay.
Yeah, pana la mwari pana nare nakadi neny. Tirinani, chirukutala nani, uye murikupi? Nawani? Aha, tipe ufunga zenyu?
Ufunga zangu independence, hapana kutipendirira, nukuti vatayachari sila, tangwe,
Saka amusi kupemberera independence ya Zimbabwe. Hai, tinotenda namashoko enyu, tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay, so Numzana Pango ubuchasisa lapha ngendaba ye politics le independence ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo bamanyane njani la bebandla elibusayo ukuthi kunanzweleli la ngamungasichasela.
Mina engakusho babugande ukuthi into eqhakathekileyo lapha ukuthi abakhokheli bama-political parties okuyizanu PF le NDC into yokuqala abafanele bayifake engqondweni zabo ngeyokuthi babekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka, abantwana beZimbabwe badubekile, kuzaze kube nini abantu ukuthi bona bakhangela ukuthi bona bahlukana njani bengakhangeli ukuthi i-majority yona iphila njani. Izibhedlela akula lutho, izikolo akula lutho, yonke nje into esebenza eZimbabwe akula nto esebenzayo efanele ukuthi isebenze. So mina ngokunjalo isifiso sami ngelokuthi abathathe nje lelo nyathelo bafake abantwana beZimbabwe phambili andibala ukuthi bacabanga ngezinye izinto eziningi. Ngiyazi ukuthi uChamisa uzaqala ngokuthi yena amavoti arodwa ngapha bathi bona yibo abawina ama-elections. Kodwa lokhu kathesi isikhathi salokhu sesidlulile. Kathesi iZimbabwe akusese isikhathi sokuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-political party yiphi noma i-political party ayisiphi. But into esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sibone ukuthi indlela yokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele ime ngenyawo njalo ibe le nqubekela phambili yiphi. Kusafana lokuthi kule zinto ezifana lezinto ezenjeyophansi nxa singakhanya ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe ikakhulu ayithi qala endabeni yemali. Ilizwe ukuthi libe nemali eqinileyo njengoba libe nemali endlondlobeleyo kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto ezibhekapha leyo mali ezenza ukuthi imali leyo ibe lesisinto. IZimbabwe ilizwe elaziwa ngokulima, ilizwe elaziwa ngezinto ezenjwa phansi, ilizwe elaziwa ngokufuya. Izinto lezi ezintathu lezi yizo ezenza iZimbabwe ile lilizwe. Kodwa kathesi nxa singakhangela akula konke kunalokho okuthatha okusebenzayo. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lathiwa lizasebenza kulabo teketha elizweni. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lasebenza kulabantu kathesi osebetshelwa bebulala izinkomo besezithengisela kumabhekdok. Akula lizwe elizasebenza izilimo abantu betshona behamba besathengisa kuma-J and B beqeda labala imali yabo bezayitshola after 2 years. Yizinto uhulumente abantu azikhangele abone ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe njani. Ngabe ngakuthatha bakuqakathize ngokwala bakuvuselele kume ngenyawo ilizwe lezimbabwe lingaphinde libuyele. Kathesi nxa uthi uyakhangela izinto eziningi uzathola ukuthi nxa sikhangela i-poverty datum line sikhangela mhlawumbe imali eholwa ngama-civil servants. Ama-civil servants abantwana abaqeda iminyaka le minyaka besezikolo bahola $300. I-$300 eyi-300 pound. I-300 pound i-school fees kathesi umntwana oyedwa is $400. Uyithatha ngapho umntwana usho ukuthi eqinisweni umzali wathengisa isibaya senkomo saphela sonke du ethengisela ukuthi abantwana bezohlupheka njalo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abafake ilizwe leZimbabwe phambili ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka. Kanye lani kathesi ukuthi abantwana babulawa njani e-South Africa, babulawa njengenyamazana ngenxa yokuthi kodwa khonokwana siyababhlema abantu be-South Africa ngento abayenzayo imbi kakhulu, akula muntu ofanele abulawe. Kodwa kufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sihlupheka siselizweni lakithi sisenza izinto eziqakathekileyo. I-banking sector abayenze ama-reforms ema-banks. Alikho ilizwe elingaphila imali ithathwa isetshenziswa ezinye izinto but ingasebenzeli abantwana beZimbabwe abayibo abaphila kuleyo lizwe. Izinto ezikhona lapha elizweni ezinto esikhala ngazo ayisizo zinto ezisemoyeni, izinto ezikhangelwe nanoma ngubani akekho umuntu ongaziboniyo. So lokho
asichotoze uhulumende asithini kukhuluma iqiniso alikhangelela uhulumende ukuthi lokho yikho esikhangelana nalako efanele ukuthi kulungiswe ukuze ilizwe lezibakwe lithuthuke ngaphandle kwaloko eqinisweni bazaphikisana baphikisane kuze kuye fika ku-next election babe baphikisane baphikisane kuze kuye fika ku-next election kakhesi uzuthola ukuthi kulabantu abaphila esigabeni sinye kuthi nxa kusesigabeni sinye mina angisakwazi ukuthi senginganceda omunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu lala ngowe-FDC noma umuntu lala ngowezanu noma umuntu lala ngowe-MDCT or whatever ukuthi ubhilonga kwiphi i-political party i-politics yabo ngendlela abayiletha ngayo bayiletha bayenza yatshiya ama-divisions amaningi phakathi kwabantu abantu kathesi abaningi abasakhulumisane noma beyizihlobo they fail to be constructive ukuthi bayakhe izinto ezingavusi izimbabwe ngenxa yokukhombana ngeminwe as far as politics is concerned so sicela ukuthi abazame ukuthi lakhona bakufake kube clear ebantwini ukuthi i-development le-politics yizinto ezingambela kodwa kufanele kwehlukaniswe konkwana ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe lezimbabwe liqhubekele phambili ngoba nxa singaphila lokho sihamba ngaleyo ndlela esasivele sihamba ngayo kudala ngesikhathi sikamgabe akula nto ezaqhubekela phambili kuzabe yi-dispensation ngebizo but akula ma-fruit esizawubona asijabule kulokho sikhuluma kodwa sijabula ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithuli sibona izimbabwe indlondlobala abantwana bezimbabwe abasebahamba phandle kwamazwe bayafunda izinto eziningi babuyela leyo mfundo bezokwenza izinto ezimbabwe njalo izimbabwe into engifisa uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi izimbabwe lilize lilenhlanhla kakhulu elila abantwana abagcwele amazwe amaningi njalo abantwana asebefunde izinto eziningi abangathi nxa bebuya elizweni lezimbabwe bangalivusa masinyane ngenxa yokuthi sebekwazi ukuhlupheka sebekwazi ukuthi ukuba honest kufunakalani njalo okunye uhulumende ingalo yomthetho akayiqinise ngoba kolokho nalokho esikukhulumayo noma singaze sikhulume sithini but indaba ye-corruption nxa ilokho la yi-challengiva izahlupha kathesi uyathola ukuthi kula ma-donors noma kula manye ama-companies avela phandle kwelizwe noma uthi uyacelani ukuthi imali ibuye ezimbabwe bathi bona no asizothatha imali ngenxa yokuthi ama-leaders bayathatha imali yenu bathatha imali yena leyo bayasebenzisa izinto zabo ama-personal things zabo bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana ukuthi zithuthukise ilizwe so i-corruption abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wenze into embi noma
Nomzana Bango, ngubambe kancane isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye sizacela nje uDube ukuthi laye athi fahla fahla ngoba sokusele imizuzu emithathu nje kuphela
Nokulungile babayi mina mangangiqedise nje kolapho ngithi mina engifisayo nje yikho kolalo ukuthi abalungise izinto bafake abadala bezimbabwe phambili ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lakithi liqhubekele phambili
hayi sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Bango
thank you very much sir
vadive muchiripo erbarnare Mr. Dube muchiripo ere
ndiripo
tipewo muchidimbu zva mashuka enyu kupedzisira asi musati matangiza ipapo ndoda kubvunza kuti imimi se Zimbabwe Exiles Forum pane zvamuri kuita here zviri maererano nokupemberera zuva reindependence kauti pane kusangana kwamuchaita rena nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kusouth africa ikoko muchicherechedza zuva iri kana muchifarira kana muchichema muchaungana here pazuva iro riri mangwana
mangwana tine urongwa hwokuti tiite maprayers we are coordinating ma-gatherings amazimbabwes muno mujobhek nomupretoria nokudurban nokucape town just to hold the prayers to pray for god to intervene and assist zimbabwe in its current situation and ezve tichibva ipapo avo vanga vachitaura vapedzisira ava I think we mustn't actually blindly blame political parties. MDC I say in power. My problem is that anonsa asinyaya kuti kwai MDC nezanu vovaisa percentage yavo vaaccuse of promoting their political agenda at the expense of the comfort of the people of Zimbabwe. Look, unomakwande unebhora. Iko zvino MDC chainongoita ndechongocomplain navo just like all other Zimbabweans because it's not in power. We must be very clear on where the poison is. Poison is the government is an OTF. FDC are hip-hop. Co-Javatar, my sanctions. My sanctions, the country is not on sanctions. But I don't know what the Zimbabwe is on my sanctions. I know my targeted smart sanctions restrict, I know restrict my travel.
Mr. Dube, unfortunately, We have come to the end of the show. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for your contribution. We hope to call you next time. Yes, that was Mr. Sibanengi Dube of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. You also heard from Mr. Difa Bango, a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. And thanks to all our callers. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.